Don't believe a word I say.
What's up, dudes? Welcome to another episode of the podcast, gang. On today's episode of the Patreon, I don't know what the heck we're going to talk about. I guess we're about to find out. Gang, what's up, dudes?
You know you have margaritas.
Yeah, put in the order, my man.
Just be cool with me not talking for a second while I think about how to order these.
Okay. Right, are you cool with that?
I mean, I don't know. Is it? It's. I guess it's okay with me.
Right.
So hey, Clay, what's up?
What's up, dude? You know what we did last night?
I remember.
We should make a movie called I Remember What You Did Last Night about someone remembering us all getting together to watch the new Woody Allen film.
Are we chip guys?
I'll be a chip guy.
Yeah, okay, I'll be a chip guy.
Yeah. Hey, gang, what's up, dudes?
Are you talking to me or them?
I'm talking to them.
Are we cheese or guac?
I'll do cheese.
Cheese?
Yeah. I mean, really, if there's... I don't think... I mean, you should just save this order on your phone.
All right.
And
tell them what we did last night.
We watched the Woody Allen movie. We watched the new Woody Allen movie, Rifkin's Festival. But I think, should we save that for the actual pod?
Yeah, well, we can talk about it more sincerely here.
Okay. Well, we all loved it, clearly. And it was so good. I think Woody Allen's back. Would you say that, gang?
He's back!
Yeah. I'm back!
You know what Clay said? Wit. I think I want to watch the new Woody Allen movie. Have a huge party at your house, unmasked. And I went like this, Clay. You know what my brain did?
What's that?
It went like this. This is what we do. We all, and me and Clay started dancing around the house. Yeah.
I started shaking my apartment. Yeah, so.
So last night, Clay illegally downloaded the Rifkin's Festival.
Yeah.
See, it's interesting to watch a super duper
good movie.
Yeah. Post out of, like, so canceled, so out of touch Woody Allen movie nowadays.
Yeah.
Because. I don't know about y'all. I always knew about the Soon.
Did his timing get better?
Oh, yeah. What's great is now in this Rifkin's movie, he has a lot of like stand-up jokes that would have been funny in 1964.
Yeah.
What
was the best joke?
I can't remember.
The best joke was... What was the political thing that the guy was trying to do? Like, he was trying to like get Iran and someone back together? Or like...
Oh...
Israel and Palestinian. It wasn't that. It was like,
I don't know.
Two countries that are opposing. And he was like, do you like that this new director is trying to make world peace through this movie? And he goes, yeah, I like that he's going to science fiction.
That's I've always been a fan of science fiction.
Yes.
Everyone laughed.
Alex Kovutsky was sitting next to me, and he said, I don't know how much we would like it, but this movie would benefit greatly with a laugh track.
It really would.
Yes.
It's just funny to watch a guy who's just, like, so out of touch in all walks of life and filmmaking. He now shoots his films in digital, but he doesn't know how to do it right, so his movies look like a Cinemax porn.
Dude, he loves blue and yellow.
Or yeah,
Vito or whatever.
Everybody's skin is like gold looking.
Yeah, the colors like they're always changing.
Mm-hmm. And like, everything looks like it's on a green screen, but it's not.
Better or worse? I mean,
I thought absolutely worse than Rainy Day in New York, and I think it's because, at least in Rainy Day in New York, he's in the setting that he's used to.
Okay, so you have to make one of them, right? You have to make one of those movies, right? And you would pick that you made Rainy Day?
Yeah.
I think I'm the right opposite.
Well, that's why we're different. Yeah. That's why we work well together. Obviously, you're going to make the one about the film festival, and I'm going to make the one about trying to show a girl the best day in New York.
I know, but the one... Rainy Day in New York is, like, bad on, like, multiple levels. Like, I enjoyed Rainy Day in New York way more watching it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, me too.
I was way more in disbelief at how bad that movie is than I am at this one. This one is just, like, absolutely, he doesn't understand comedy anymore, pacing. He doesn't, like, know how to get in and out of a scene anymore, really. And the transitions are awful.
Oh, and there's, but, like, there's multiple moments where, like, you just, you don't need the shot at all that right. he does. It'll be like a guy waking up.
But there's moments in Rainy Day that are just, like, insane. Remember when he goes onto the student film set?
Oh, yeah.
Remember when they kept on, like, he said, like, his name is, like, or her name? Someone's name was a name off.
Oh, yeah, the girl's author. Name was Ashley.
And the guy is Gatsby.
Yeah, and but they acted like Ashley was, like, the most insane name that anybody could have.
Right.
Well, sure, yeah. But I'm just saying the composition of Rainy Day in New York wasn't as bad as this one.
No, it wasn't.
And that's the...
Remember when she went on the film set and there was, like, absolutely no one in that huge film set?
Yeah, and he had to kiss her because they didn't, like, have an actor to play the part or something? Is that the scene?
No. When they go to the different... film stage where...
So
oh, you mean in Rifkin.
No. In Rainy Day.
So in Rainy Day, there not only does he walk onto a student film set, but the girl walks onto, like, a huge film set with a big movie star.
Yeah, but he's the only one on set. Like the and this it was like the size of like an airport hangar.
Yes.
And he was the only one in there. There's so many like mind-boggling things. Maybe I would like love to release or be like that would be my movie if they were like, oh, this is like a Lynchian fucking take on like contemporary movies or something. I don't know. But it's I enjoyed Rainy Day in New York way more.
Because it's way...
There was more what
well,
the
also
fuck
you
moments.
Have Timothée Chalamet doing Woody Allen, and it's really funny because he's, like, obviously not right. Right. Nobody in present day is right to do Woody Allen anymore.
It's also... It just is funny for 80-year-old Woody Allen to try and write for...
20-year-olds?
Yeah, someone who's 20.
Yeah, dude.
So, yeah, it's insane.
Fucking hilarious. And it's just weird to me that, like, not only is he, like, a creep, but also he's not even a good artist anymore. Like, there's not, you'd think he would, this is how you know he's out of touch. Because he's, right. he's like, America won't let me make my movies anymore. Well, I'll have to go to Europe and get them to do it. And they'll, America will feel sorry for how good I am. But instead, he just, like, You can see that he has no checks and balances. He just doesn't give a fuck about anything.
But I think that's been the case for him for a long time.
No, but people still loved him until like a couple years ago.
Well, yeah, because he had...
like actors did,
right?
Which is a really funny
part. Well, you got Christoph Waltz in this little sucker.
Well, I think actors you don't still care. Do.
Yeah.
Well, he can't get his regular cast anymore.
Right? He can't get. Well, I mean, even in
other
the
than
last
Christoph,
movie,
got the, hey, you got Riverdale girl. The main actress.
But Rainy Day, that's like...
You don't remember the main actress in the movie?
In the movie we just watched?
Yeah.
Rifkin's.
His wife?
Yeah.
Wallace Shawn's wife?
Yeah.
She's in Riverdale?
Yeah.
I've never seen Gina Gershon.
Yeah. She's like a huge actress.
Well, yeah, but she's big, but she's like the actor... She's an actress who's in like... Sort of like campy movies. Like, she's in Showgirls.
Right.
But stuff like I don't that. Know. She's in Crashing. She's in Crashing where she hooks up with Pete Holmes.
She's in Crashing?
Yeah, so she's kind of... I don't think she has the best, like, representation. Who's, like, saying, like... Or the representation that's going to be, like, don't do a Woody Allen movie.
Yeah, but you know, like, why everyone else did it, though. She was, like, the only one that doesn't really have a history with him. I'm, like, looking at her movies now, and I'm not really seeing another... Woody and the Bunch. I couldn't be
Why'd right. everybody else do it?
Because they're old friends with Woody. Like, Wallace Shawn was in Manhattan and all these other, like, Woody movies, and so, like, they probably hung out a lot. Richard Kind was in other Woody movies.
About so, Gutenberg.
Like, Gutenberg? Well, I've only
got Steve Gutenberg in there.
See, he's in there?
Oh, from Police Academy.
Well,
and he can't remember his lines. You could don't no, matter how no. much you pay him. This guy
honestly,
is clearly
I don't think
having
anyone
a heart.
Remember their lines in yeah. this movie. I think.
Well, it's hard.
It felt like they had one shot to get it.
Oh, yeah.
To get every scene, it was one shot, one take. And it was, it was bad.
There's I don't know who the guy is, but there's one guy who definitely, it felt like he like won a contest because he was so bad in the movie.
Oh, yeah, and he gives up so much exposition about the girl that Wallace Shawn.
He goes like, is there like a doctor I can see about this? He goes, absolutely not. Why would I know? Actually, I might have one. And he brings out his wallet. It's the first card in his wallet or his phone case.
And then later in the movie, Wallace Shawn is looking at his phone or something. And he runs into the doctor again and he goes, oh, excuse me, do you have the home phone number for the doctor I have a crush on? And he goes, oh, I don't think I do. Oh, wait, yeah, I do. And then he goes, well, give me a piece of paper. And he wrote it down.
As quick as humanly possible.
There's a
this
lot
movie
of
has a
too,
lot of one takes.
Where there, yeah. There's a lot of scenes, too, where they do the panning zoom, but you can clearly see that they forgot to, like, give another actor who's now way off camera, give that line to the actor who's on camera, and it kind of doesn't matter who says the line. And so people will just be talking to characters that you've just never, you've never seen. They're not on camera. You don't know who they're talking to. There's a moment, which is, I guess, like, something Woody would have does in Annie Hall and shit, but it's so poorly blocked that it just feels like a fucking a film by a student. And when I say student, I mean a kid in second grade, where he goes, I have a bump on my hand. And Gina Gershon's like, no, I'm sure it's okay. Well, I need to see a doctor or a dermatologist.
And then he's trying to see the same doctor he fell in love with.
And he keeps coming up with illnesses, which is kind of a fun idea, but it's done poorly. And then this dude just walks from off screen and goes, I'm a dermatologist. Let me see. Nope, that's nothing.
Yeah, it is like reminiscent of that Annie Hall scene where he goes like, but I can't figure out if he's playing it as a joke or as like a, so it's hard to tell.
He's so bad at making movies now that it's hard to tell if something is a joke or if it's
on purpose.
If it's just like he's bad at making movies.
But dude, he's so fucking old.
So Martin Scorsese's 5 years younger than him.
I don't know how Martin does it. I think that's a more on how amazing Martin Scorsese is.
Oh.
He's just that. You can't be making movies. Well, we were talking about this last night. When did Sidney Lumet die?
When he was 80, I think. You were right. Sidney Lumet's best movie my favorite Sidney Lumet movie is his last movie. Before the Devil Knows You're Dead.
Right.
But I think Sidney Lumet is a guy that is just like talented beyond understanding when it comes to making movies. He wasn't as prolific as, I mean, obviously Woody Allen, but like he made not nearly as many movies as Martin Scorsese.
Okay, so have you seen a worse Woody Allen movie than the last one last night?
No.
I still think Rainy Day in New York might be his worst. But
I mean, they're both such stinkers.
It's heads or tails, really, with me. But
I think the thing with Rainy Day in New York is that I enjoyed watching it more because it was way funnier to see all the young, like, teen dream people.
Well, no, Rainy Day in New York is a way better watch. But I'm trying to feel like I'm just trying to.
It's a story that.
What do you think has a better rating? I'm looking it up. I don't know.
Oh, yet. Rainy Day in New York probably has a better rating.
So Rainy Day
because that has a coherent story.
Do the movies have ratings?
Yeah,
like you have like a Rotten Tomato meter.
So the Rotten Tomato for Rainy Day is 47%, a little higher than I want it to be. Okay,
it's honestly pretty high.
And coming in at 56. Is Rifkin's Festival.
Give it some time, though. Okay. It just came out, right?
I think it actually came out last year.
Oh.
It really hasn't come out here yet.
It initially came out October 2nd, 2020.
The thing with Rifkin's Festival is
2020.
Here's the problem with these movies. They're interesting stories. And the cast is so. If Rifkin's Festival was a movie that Woody made in the 80s starring him and like some 30-year-old actress.
Okay.
I could see it working with Woody's sensibility.
Oh, wow.
From the 80s.
Wow, what, Clay?
I just found out the budget of both movies.
What?
Of Rainy Day in New York and Rifkin's Festival.
What?
All right, so guess, just, I like this little guessing game. Guess how many million Rainy Day cost?
10?
Okay.
4?
25.
What the fuck?
Okay.
How much of the money just goes to Woody? Where does it go? It must just go to Woody.
No.
Oh, wait. Fucking Rifkin's Festival doesn't have a, they didn't disclose how much it cost. God damn it.
Now you
but
don't
it
know.
Did make $1 million, $1.3 million in the box office, Rifkin's Festival.
Well, I mean,
for 2020, I think that is honestly not terrible.
It's incredible. But box office for Rainy Day, $22 million.
Really?
That's fucking insane.
Yeah.
That's...
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
But do you see and it didn't either even come of out these?
In America. We live in a bubble, and it's called America.
But it didn't come out here.
I know.
Do you see either of these movies working in a different time period for Woody Allen?
Like when he's younger, like him younger.
When he was good at making movies in the 80s. Do you think?
Yeah.
That these stories could have been good.
The stories, no. The stories are at their worst. I've never... It's just such an awful story. But, you know, if a young Woody was, like, given the script and he has to stick to script, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Woody Allen in the 80s, starring Woody Allen, making Rifkin's Festival, is that good?
It's watchable. I don't think it's good. It's more watchable.
So I think a lot of the reason
like, that... He made movies in the 80s that I fucking hate. He made movies all the time. I mean, most of them were stinkers for me.
Dude, but there's a lot of Woody Allen movies that are... A lot of the reason his old movies are watchable is because he's fun to watch as an actor when he's young.
Yeah.
And, like...
What's that? What's your favorite Woody? Starlight?
Stardust Memories?
Did you get Stardust Memory vibes last night?
Because of the... references
when they
were movies.
Like when they popped into 8.5 gang. He had so many movie references in this.
Yeah, it's a love letter
sneaky little
film.
Movie. Yeah, it really is.
But he does them. There's like one time where he's referencing Breathless, where I'm like, I would rather just watch this
version of Breathless.
This version of Breathless, like I don't fuck. This fucking sucks so bad.
It's Wallace Shawn at his worst.
Oh, for sure, Wallace Shawn.
And I love my Wallace.
He's got a migraine or something going on. And his pants are too big, and they keep falling down throughout the movie. And they gave him very prominent, large back pockets.
They did give him a running scene.
It reminds me just when I'm an old man, I'm not wearing jeans.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be wearing
slacks.
And I'm definitely not gonna be tucking my shirt in.
Yeah, don't tuck the shirt. Don't tuck in your shirt, Wallace Shawn.
It just is like, God, he's so funny. He sucks. Not Wallace, Woody. It's just like. Fucking Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's offensive how, like...
How bad it he's is. Sucking people's money up so he can make these pieces of shit. And then...
But it's easier now. Like, you know, he's, like, in the eyes of, you know... Like, the world is seeing him as a creep now, so it's easy to hate these movies. And, like, he's not, like...
Yeah, but
he's not
even
making
before,
it easier.
But even before I knew any of this stuff about Dylan, I'm pretty late to the game. I think I maybe found out about that in the article that she wrote like 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I found out about that.
Oh, really?
I didn't know anything about that.
I knew. I think I knew a lot about it. I knew it like the same time when that Roman Polanski documentary came out. Because I just looked it all up just to see what was going on.
I didn't know.
These directors and their little horny little mishaps.
Dude, I didn't know shit. And I... saw Cafe Society before I knew about it, and I was like, this is fucking garbage. But it starts Jesse Eisenberg and Kristen Stewart, and they're supposed to be like people in the 50s, I think.
Right. But I mean, let's say like all that came out now, and he's like, he can't make a movie in America anymore, clearly. Like,
right.
But what if he made like Blue Jasmine now?
I don't think he knows how to make.
But what if he did, is what I'm asking.
Oh, would I think it was good?
Yeah.
I would be like, fuck, it's good, damn it. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, no.
I mean, I think that's how you look at Woody's
and it has,
career.
And it has, right? Louis now.
Oh, my God.
And Andrew Dice Clay now.
Yeah. Wait, is Andrew Dice Clay canceled?
He's like always sort of canceled.
Yeah, but no, he's not hit. He's not like a big hitter like Louis, how canceled he is.
Right. No, yeah, I mean, fuck, I don't know. God. I know that, like, Cafe Society is bad, and I remember blaming it not on him, just on the performances.
Right.
But
now you know. I bet you can get Wallace Shawn. If we get Wallace Shawn, we can have him be a really good actor. Really, anyone.
No, the performances in this movie are not the actor's fault. It's just that everybody had one shot.
Yeah.
Except for maybe the one dude, the exposition guy with the information.
No,
about
I think
the
everyone.
Phone call.
Dude, the movie feels like you got one shot at this.
Yeah, and it really feels like it was shot in 4 days.
Yeah, I know.
And it honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if I found out it was shot all in a green screen. Even though it definitely wasn't, but it has this weird sharpness.
Yeah, the sharpness, it's like the saturation is like feels insane.
Yeah.
There's like one scene where like Woody is coming, or not Woody, Wallace Shawn is like coming up a yellow hallway, and then another guy is coming down the blue hallway.
No, yeah. I remember that.
It's just like,
it's just unreal. No matter where you, I mean, I understand, like, you know, being, you know, expressionist with lighting, but like here it's just like, this is too much.
Well, and it wasn't too different than Rainy Day in New York.
No, it's the same DP, I think.
Rainy Day in New York did a really funny thing with the girl. Like, I just remember, like, every time she's on screen, the lighting being, like, on her face so bright. Like, yeah. Her face is, like, reflecting the light.
But, Rod, it could have been a bad rep, so.
It was bad. It was really, really bad, guys.
Could have been a bad rip, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the movie. I don't know. We can't really talk about it on the next episode now because we kind of just went through it all.
Maybe we keep that for the artists to let them know that we're sneaky little devils.
Yeah, sneaky little devils. Because every time a Woody movie comes out, you gotta admit, it's a fun watch with the gang.
Yeah.
Yeah, go out there and steal the movie.
Please, it's on torrent. Just make sure you get the right rip because there's one floating around that's just someone filming a screen. But there is a real rip out there, gang. So if you can go
real
find
rip.
It.
Yeah, it's the kind of movie you got to watch it illegally.
You got to watch it illegally and you got to watch it with your artist-loving friends.
Yeah. Did y'all watch that Snyder Cut editing thing?
Oh, the timeline?
Yeah.
No, I didn't watch that. I went to the YouTube and I went to the Palm Springs one and I'll watch that one.
Oh.
It doesn't look like anything to me, so I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I understand.
It's crazy.
It's just like it's the timeline of the actual movie.
Wait, Woody, I don't know what you mean.
I've always wondered what it looks like
so
with
like,
all those
like the
effects.
Editing
when you're, yeah, when you're editing the movie, the you edit on a timeline, and so you'll see all the marks and all the edits and all the tracks that layer on each other.
And there's
like
hundreds
of tracks.
It's crazy with the Snyder Cut. What was the Palm Springs one like?
It's the same. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it's the same. He just talks about how he likes to do certain editing things. You have to be like an editor to even enjoy it just a little bit.
Yeah, it looks like nothing to me.
Yeah.
Well, what can you do?
Looks like a bunch of boops and bops.
Yeah, it's all boops and bops to me.
Yeah.
Is there? So I've been playing this Batman game. We've talked about it on here. But is there not game overs in games anymore?
No, I think they phased them out. There's a really good YouTube video on it.
Sometimes there's game overs. I mean, there's like you don't have like lives like that anymore.
Yeah, why not?
It just is not a fun mechanic to start a game.
And especially because the games are so long nowadays.
Yeah. Like, if you're playing a game for 40 hours, to start over from the beginning, it's kind of insane.
So was that Super Mario 2 or something, or 3, or any of them? If you actually get a game over, you have to start over again?
Yeah, I think that's kind of how it used to be.
That's a dumb idea.
I think in 1, for sure.
That's how it happened in Ninja Turtles, all of them.
Yeah, but those games you can beat in, like, less than an hour.
Oh, my God.
Right? Can't you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I used to play it with my ex-stepbrother all the freaking time, and in my memory, it took all night, but... Man, video games, do they make you stay up late.
Even just like a night, though, is not
addicted.
That long.
What's addicted? Full-on addicted.
I've been going, oh, I got to put this controller down at night. I'm having too much fun. And it is. I have not had this much fun. I mean, I got Tony Hawk, right?
Right. Well, but that's like, you're just idling. It's just like...
I'm just goofing off.
You're just goofing off. There's not like, I get you.
And then I got the Spider-Man Miles Morales game, and that was too easy.
Huh.
I didn't really like the story either. Apparently, it's different with the other Spider-Man game.
Yeah.
But then this Batman, holy fucking my ass, dude. It's crazy. I'm like all caught up. Sometimes I get scared. Never done that much. Ooh, the Man-Bat.
Oh, Man-Bat's
jumped
in there?
Around a corner and tried to bite my ass.
Batman is the name.
No, Man-Bat.
Batman. It's a different guy.
Different guy. It's a mutant. He tried to bite my ass. Ooh, I go.
He brought out his chompers, and you go, "What do you do with those?"
Yeah.
You gonna chomp me?
And I had to catch him.
Yeah. Is it hard? Is the game hard?
I die a lot.
Oh yeah.
And I'm playing on normal.
Yeah.
It's hard because a lot of times you just have to die in order to learn what you're supposed to do. It's cool and I like the story a lot. And now it's written, you know, these Arkham games are written by the guy who wrote the animated Batman animated series.
Hey? Oh, really?
Yeah, isn't that cool? I think his name's Paul Dini. Co-written by him. That's pretty cool, though.
I didn't know. They also got the animated series voice.
Yeah. Yeah, they got Kevin Conroy.
I don't know what I would do if my name was Paul Dini.
Paul Dini.
You'd be successful.
No, I wouldn't, right? I'd be fucking laughingstock of my school, and I don't know how he made it out.
Paul Dini?
Paul Dini.
I think it's kind of a fun name.
Your name's Clayton Tatum.
Yes, true. Boy, I really got it for that.
Ooh, everybody made fun of Clay.
Everyone. Oh, yeah.
Hey, bonk him on the head anytime they walk by him.
Ow! I was also a foot tall, and I did weigh about 158.
Clay was a foot tall until 7th grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clocking in at a 158.
Big growth spurt.
Oh, yeah. Same with my... Well, then I got 2 feet tall. But then that's when I broke 200.
It hurts a lot to grow a foot in a year, though.
Yeah, sure.
Even if you start only at 1 foot tall.
Yeah. Well, the taller I got, the easier I could get food.
That is true. And
so you got bigger.
I did get bigger. I did get rounder. I look like a... I did... And if you saw a photo of me in elementary school, I looked like a Tylenol pill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you had a catchphrase, which was...
Who the heck you think is talking? You know, you're confused a little bit.
What?
My catchphrase, which we all know now, was...
breathing loud.
Yes.
So what was it like when you met CJ, when you met someone who breathes louder than you?
I was so relieved.
Yeah.
It was a really liberating moment. And I lost about 4 million pounds. That can't be right. But somewhere in that ballpark... And now I'm 2 feet tall, 100 pounds.
That's the dream weight.
That's pretty good.
I could be wrong about that, but...
Oh, you don't know? It
sounds right to me.
Yeah, feels right.
Two feet tall.
100 pounds.
100 pounds.
Slim 100 pounds.
A slim 100, 2 feet.
For 2 feet tall, yes.
Yeah, you're looking good. You're looking fit.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Do you guys have a memory of breaking 5 feet?
I do not have a memory of growing or noticing that I'm taller than I used to be.
Clay just grew at a very gradual.
Oh yeah,
I grew so much in 1 year.
Did that hurt your bones?
Hurt really bad. My shins hurt all the time.
Yeah.
What about you, Red?
I think I just grew gradually. I didn't really notice.
Oh, my belly hurt so bad
from the food.
Well, it's because I was forcing food down my gullet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, it hurt.
Oh, yeah. Another burger? Are you kidding me? I'll try.
Stuff it on down.
Let's force it down a little pothole. I was just like Jiminy Glick eating the donuts.
For anybody who hasn't seen Jiminy Glick in a while, go check his ass out. He's funny as a dog.
Oh, yeah.
He is so funny.
So funny. Funny as a dog.
I did the thing the other night where I asked all the... I did a show on Thursday night. Uh-huh. And I asked all the comedians... Or, sorry, Sunday night. If they would give up what they do in comedy if they came up with the character of Jiminy Glick. Mm-hmm. And they all were like, what do you think? No. Are you kidding? And I was like... I felt really stupid.
My wry observations?
Because I would easily give up everything I got going. Just to be Jiminy, to have Locked and Loaded, Whitmer Thomas doing Jiminy Glick. He came up with this character. He's got the fat suit. He's got the donut tray.
You get the TV show?
Dude, I don't care. I'll just interview celebrities every now and then. Dude, and go do live shows where I'm like, tell me what you're thinking.
So you have a beef with the Nazis. What's that all about?
Saying that to Mel Brooks.
So funny.
Very funny.
So what's your beef with the Nazis?
So when you hopped on stage and when you got off, did you murmur to everyone, I think I'm back?
No.
Oh.
You didn't feel like you were back?
No, dude. I did two shows. First one, bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it was not my crowd. Right. Felt like a crowd where they were definitely laughing, but it felt like they were like laughing at me because they thought I was awkward.
Mm-hmm. Awkward sauce, yeah.
And then the second show, they enjoyed it. But it doesn't feel good because you're like in a weird environment.
Right.
And I had a lot of shows? Fun, but I definitely was thinking like, I need to fucking work on stand-up a lot to get back to where I was with it. But in order to do that, I had to do it a lot, and I don't want to perform in these conditions, like, a lot.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Because it's kind of depressing.
Yeah, the outdoors, I couldn't imagine what an outdoor show is like. Seems bad.
It's okay. It's not necessarily that it's outside. It's like everybody's wearing a mask, and you just feel like every time you go up, they
feel like Patch Adams.
Yeah, yeah. With a clown nose on.
And you're... These people sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I feel whenever I...
Actually, that sounds really fun.
Yeah. That's how I feel whenever I tell stories to skateboarders. Mm-hmm. I feel like Patch Adams because all of these people are sick. anyway, I don't know. But it was fun. Everybody, you know, it was fun to be around other comedians and see people do stand-up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I can only imagine what's that like.
Clay can't wait to get back to doing stand-up.
Or seeing stand-up, really. Well, get me back on stage, are you kidding me? Yeah, of course.
I feel like we were talking about...
What's the deal with, like, tables? One leg, four legs? Sometimes only three. So something I'm working on. It's not something that I'm like committed to like doing it.
That's pretty funny.
I have a new bit.
No,
I have
a
new bit. Can I do it?
Yeah, for sure.
I sat on a bidet.
Mm-hmm.
You ever done that?
No, never done that.
No. It squirts water into your asshole.
Uh-huh.
And it made me do the noise of when you scratch a cat on right above its tail, and you go, and the cat goes. That's my new bit.
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
I love it.
Why? Why doesn't Lenny ever do that?
That's not what Lenny does, dude. Lenny does this. Meow.
Hmm.
That's pretty funny.
Cats do that sometimes. So they meow.
What is with that?
I don't know.
Why can cats not talk, but they can say meow?
It's looking it up real quick.
Clay, what's that all about?
I don't know, dude.
Let's actually.
I feel like we're all workshopping new stuff, and I really like that.
Why can't cats talk?
It's a good question, though.
Why cats have different structures in their vocal tract. It prevents them from mimicking human words or voices.
Well, you're taking all the stuff out of the joke now.
That's actually fucked up.
Yeah. You missed the green room? Was the green room popping?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It was popping like a...
Ooh. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Meeting all the comedians in there.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about... Maskless? Talking shop.
Yeah.
Maskless.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy how pretty much every person is vaccinated.
Yeah.
It's rare when you meet somebody who isn't. And then whenever I meet somebody who's not, I'm like...
Like me.
You're fucking canceled.
I'm not... You did try to cancel me.
Yeah, but when you meet somebody who's like, yo, how are you not vaccinated? Are you cancelable?
Right. Do you know what I call the vaccine? I call it the Mark of the Beast.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. I'm anti-mask.
Yeah, me too.
Because I don't like that we have to wear them.
Yeah, me too.
I don't really mind it. I think it's okay.
Rod, you're just being devil's advocate. So you would prefer to wear a mask is what you're saying.
I mean, I just don't really mind wearing
it. You're being a centrist.
No, I'm not being a centrist.
You see both sides.
Yes.
I'm not trying to be a centrist. I'm just saying it's like not that big of a deal to me.
Right, like if I'm wearing it in the grocery store.
Well, it's weird that he's not wearing one now.
Yeah, that's true. If that's the case, why aren't you wearing one right now?
I guess I could be. It just doesn't matter to me.
Interesting.
Because you guys both have vaccine.
What about when you go skate?
I've never.
When you go skate, do you wear a mask?
When I go, I mostly go on walks. So yeah, I wear a mask.
Oh my God. Walking is not exercise.
Sorry. Yes, it is.
No.
Counts as exercise.
The only exercise is skateboarding, snowboarding, and surfing. Right, Clay?
I walk over to put a fucking burger in my mouth. You think that's exercising? See,
I guess it depends.
Another debate won by me.
It just depends on how far you go.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll walk like 6 miles.
Farther
seven
I
miles.
Walk, the bigger the burger it is. So,
yeah. That's for every step Clay takes, that's another inch on the burger.
Yep.
That way he evens things out. If he does some exercise, he gets a little healthy, then he has a bigger burger, more exercise, which balances out his health limits.
Yes.
Because if Clay gets super healthy, he's not funny anymore.
Exactly.
Do you agree?
No, I don't agree.
Do you think if Clay had a perfect physique, 14 abs, 22 arm muscles, do you think he would be as funny?
Yeah, I think he'd be as funny.
Yeah, wrong.
I will say this. This is what I'll say. I think you could have as many muscles in the world.
Yeah.
It's just about the clothes you're wearing and the haircut you got.
Yeah.
That's what makes you funny?
Well, that people say, oh, you can't be funny and have abs or whatever it is. It's like, well, no, it's about the haircut and like how good you... It's like there's a way to carry yourself that can still be funny no matter what.
Yeah.
It's just like a lot of times what happens when people get super jacked up and hot is they get like the dumb... fucking tall haircut, and then they like start dressing.
They start acting hot.
Yeah,
and then they
become Boo Boo the Fool.
Yeah, you're not going to be as funny if you're clearly hot.
Yeah, and you like know it.
Yeah.
Well, it's that, you know, that's sometimes what I think.
Right.
What do you think, Clay?
Works for Clay.
Abs are not funny, and they'll never be funny. My thoughts on it. Remember Dave Chappelle? Remember he got fit?
Yeah, but did you see this clothes he started wearing?
Oh,
the tall tee? Yeah.
Tall tee?
Very small tall tee.
Oh, yeah.
And the very tight pants with the shoes.
No.
Big old poofy shoes. If he was just wearing his normal clothes.
Yeah.
He'd probably still be funnier.
Yeah, he'd be funnier.
Well, his
for
material
sure.
is like, his like stage persona changed too. That doesn't help.
Yeah, I don't really.
And now he's like smokes a cigarette and like is like a soothsayer.
Yeah.
He talks about how Netflix needs to pay him or something.
Yeah, so funny.
Yeah.
I did remember laughing hearing that.
Mm-hmm.
I screamed laughing.
Mm-hmm.
My neighbors came to my door. Said, "Can you turn it? Turn your cackling down."
Remember when he dropped the mic at the end of his monologue?
Yeah.
Nah. I don't like that. I don't like that.
You don't like the epic sauce?
You don't like to drop the mic?
Not at all.
What if there's too much butter on the mic?
If you got a buttery mic, that's different.
Well, wait, what if he was at, hear me out. And I know this is going to sound crazy. And I know you're not going to believe any of this, but really have an open mind, okay? Please have an open mind. What if beforehand he ate at Lambert's in Foley, Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
And they gave him
a buttery roll.
Buttery roll. And guess what he did?
What?
Put some more butter on it.
Oh.
And then they were
those
like,
boys, those are sheen, butter sheen.
Right. And I don't know where he filmed this, but maybe right after he finished those rolls, he went on stage. And I don't know where he filmed it. And then the whole time, he was worried about dropping the mic because it's just getting buttery and buttery, and his hand's getting wetter and wetter because he's nervous about these.
Mm-hmm. He's sweating from the
and
butter.
And he accidentally.
And it's been a while since he had a roll.
Too. And he makes a really good point.
Yeah.
And accidentally dropped the mic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, I love that, but the thing is with that
what do you
is,
mean, but I don't understand how you.
Well, because he was on SNL, which is in New York City. So how did he get to New York City after the buttery delicious roll?
Oh, yeah, I forgot it was impossible to get from Foley, Alabama, to New York.
Well, wouldn't you think some of the butter had worn off by then on his hands?
Well,
I don't understand.
He's rich and he can get stuff just delivered to him anyway.
You're saying he could get a delicious buttered throat roll.
There's like there's a part of this that you clearly don't understand.
Hold up.
No, let me
just take you step by step. What you're saying
is
that he could either have a delicious buttery throat roll from Lambert's with extra butter on it.
Right.
Then go drive all the way to the airport.
Yeah.
Very likely.
Wait, has the face of like he thinks he's making me feel stupid.
He thinks
but
that
very
thinks
likely
he's
scrubbing
smart.
Some of that butter off.
He's just telling me.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Then hopping on an airplane, flying the, 4-hour flight to New York City, then grabbing his SNL microphone, doing his SNL monologue, making a good point, and still there's enough butter on his hand to drop the mic? I do not think so, my friend. And then Rod over here says he thinks he's powerful, and he thinks Chappelle is powerful enough to get a delicious buttery throat roll delivered from Alabama all the way to New York City?
From literally anywhere in the world because he's so rich and powerful.
Here's my theory.
Wait, can I just tell you one thing?
What?
You're so stupid. You forgot one thing.
What?
Do you not remember that you can take the butter home with you? Because the butter doesn't have to stay in one location. So maybe he had some rolls to go, and on the in the mobile, he checked in his big bag of rolls, his big bag of butter, and he was excited about a show. And on the way, from every step from the airplane to the limo to the thing, he was eating those big buttery rolls from Lambert's Cafe.
Well, I didn't think about that.
So,
what was that song?
Who wants to be a millionaire?
How long have we been doing this, Clay?
42 minutes. Okay. Oh, we can end now.
Okay.
Bye, gang! You don't want to say anything before we go?
No, thanks to all the artists for listening.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
And, gang, I'm going to think about it. I'm not sure, but I might live stream the Oscars with Rod. I haven't even told Rod about it, okay?
Well, I know I'm not invited, I guess.
Wow. Well, because you're not going to be here. It's Sunday, dude.
Classic. Classic. Cool. All right. You guys have fun.
That actually sounds really fun.
Okay, bye, gang.
Bye.